AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investors are fearful a slowdown in the economy could lead to a recession. On Wall Street, stocks sank and stayed there all day. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick considers this a market correction after recent big gains.
None of this should really be a shock. It is only how the data has presented itself at a certain point in time. And this calls for cooler heads right now.
Debbie is causing a lot of damage in Florida. Debbie is now a tropical storm. Most of the damage is expected as a result of heavy rain. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least four people have died.
We had two fatalities from a traffic accident in Dixie County, one in Hillsborough, which was the big rig truck. And then we did have one fatality of a young girl who was killed when a tree fell onto the roof of the family's home.
Heavy rain from Debbie is expected to move into Georgia and South Carolina. A small tornado took Buffalo, New York by surprise today, damaging buildings, flipping cars, and sending debris swirling over downtown. One more medal for Simone Biles at the Paris Games, a silver in the floor exercise. It gives her four this year, 11 medals overall.
I've been out on that floor so many times competing, so obviously exhaustion and all of that sets in, but we still had to go out and compete one more time today, and it's such an honor to compete with these girls on both the beam and on the floor. Obviously, wasn't my best performances, but at the end of the day, whoever medaled, medaled.
Simone Biles did not medal on the beam. Olympic boxer Emane Khalif says the wave of hateful scrutiny she's faced over misconceptions about her gender harms human dignity. Former President Donald Trump's campaign attorney Jenna Ellis says she'll cooperate with Arizona prosecutors in exchange for charges being dropped against her in a fake electors case. This is AP News. French authorities are using anti-terror laws during the Paris Olympics.
Minorities are often among those forbidden from leaving their neighborhoods and required to report daily to police. Some lawyers are alarmed by the sweeping use of what has been described as a terribly dangerous tool. Lawyer Louise Conto-Giannis says the Interior Ministry can place someone under house arrest, and we realize after that person has received the order that in fact their situation doesn't meet the conditions listed in the decree. Those affected include Amin, a bank apprentice, now forbidden from leaving his suburb south of Paris, except to report, he says, at 6:30 p.m. daily to a local police station. The French-born 21-year-old has no criminal record and has not been charged with any crime, he and his lawyer say. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.